For the past 4 months, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has debated whether it should restrict who is allowed to give the invocation that begins each meeting. The controversy began in early August when a member of the Satanic Temple gave an invocation ending with the words, "Hail Satan." In response, the Borough Assembly instituted a new policy that limits who can give the invocation. Critics say this restrictive policy may put the borough at risk for a lawsuit, but efforts to amend it have stalled. KBBI's Shayla Farzan has more.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly policy on the invocation or prayer that begins each meeting will stay the same, for now. Under the current policy, only people or religious associations on a pre-approved list are allowed to give the invocation. According to a memorandum released by Borough Mayor Mike Navarre's office on November 9th, the Assembly has received, quote, numerous comments challenging the legality of the invocation policy. Borough Assembly President Kelly Cooper and Assembly Member Dale Bagley introduced a resolution on Tuesday that would have amended the current policy. In a statement to the Borough Assembly, President Cooper argued that they should not restrict who is allowed to give the invocation.
In my opinion, the policy we now have has many problems. The very notion that any belief system would want to exclude another belief is beyond me. We represent every single person in this borough.
For nearly an hour, the Assembly heard public testimony on the resolution. Nancy Henriksen of Kenai expressed frustration about the amount of time the Assembly has spent debating the invocation issue.
That you would even consider spending any more time or money on this issue troubles me. Each of you has a responsibility to uphold the Constitution. I'm charging you with that responsibility this night.
Sterling resident Peggy Peterson asked the Assembly to reconsider the idea of replacing the invocation with a moment of silence.
Having a moment of silence does not prohibit free exercise of religion. Every person here would be free to pray as they saw fit. That would not only protect religious freedom, it would avoid alienating members of the community. An added bonus, it doesn't violate the Constitution.
Eric Glatt, staff attorney for the ACLU of Alaska, reiterated that the borough should not control who is allowed to give the invocation.
Tests that control which members of the public may offer invocations before assembly meetings violate core constitutional principles. The ACLU of Alaska believes the best policy is the simplest policy. Return to the successful practice of allowing anyone in the borough to give an invocation on a first-come, first-served basis, or do without invocations altogether.
After some debate, the Assembly approved an amended version of the resolution in a 5-4 vote, which would have eliminated the invocation policy altogether. But as the meeting came to a close, Assemblymember Blaine Gilman gave notice of reconsideration. This temporarily halts any action on the issue and returns the Assembly to the current invocation policy. Currently, any assembly member can give notice of reconsideration unless a resolution passes by supermajority. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly will now have the option to reconsider the resolution at their next meeting on December 6th. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.